Danny Ball takes us up to the top of the hour with Midnight in Moscow. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two of SRE, won't you? We'd love to have you. Relaxing and Easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Thank you. Ehi, compare, ci può suonare, chi si suona un friscaletto, e come si suona un friscaletto, un friscaletto, tipiti tipiti ta. Ehi, compare, ci può suonare, chi si suona un saxofona, e come si suona un saxofona, tu 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 un saxofona. U friscalette tipiti tipiti ta. Ehi, compare, ci può suonare, chi si suona un mandolino, e come si suona un mandolino, a pling un mandolino, tu 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 un saxofona. U friscalette tipiti tipiti ta. Ehi, compare, ci può suonare, chi si suona un violino, e come si suona un violino, a zinga zingu violina, plinga plingu mandolin, tu 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 un saxofona, un friscalette tipiti tipiti ta. Ehi, compare, ci può suonare, chi si suona la trombetta, ma come si suona alla trombetta, pa 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 la trombetta, zinga zingu violina, plinga plingu mandolin, tu 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 un saxofona, un friscalette tipiti tipiti ta. Ehi, compare, ci può suonare, chi si suona la trombona, ma come si suona alla trombona, a fumma la trombon, pa 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 la trombetta, zinga zingu violina, plinga plingu mandolin, tu 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 un saxofona, un friscalette tipiti tipiti ta. Tipiti tipiti.
I have no idea what he was talking about, except that the instruments sound similar in Italian as they do in English. So I guess I understood part of it. But that was who was that? Well, the thing. Okay, there we go. Julius La Rosa and Compare, and started this hour off with Bernard Ebbinghaus, "The Things We Do for Love." I'm Eric O'Brien. Welcome to hour number two of this edition of SRE, and usually at this time we talk about things that happened in history. And on August 12th, 1930, Clarence Birdseye received a patent for a method of freeze-drying food. And you thought Birdseye was just a brand's name. Well, the name had to come from somewhere. I didn't realize that Birdseye was somebody's last name, but there you go. August 12th, 1955, the minimum wage was raised to, get this, $1 per hour. Yeah, yeah, that's 1955. August 13th, 1889, William Gray patented the coin-operated telephone. August 13th, 1997, the first episode of South Park aired on television on Comedy Central. It's still there, trying to beat out The Simpsons, but The Simpsons keep going, so South Park is going to keep going, and one of them's going to win. August 14th, 1937, the Appalachian Trail is formally completed. It is over 2,000 miles across 14 states. August 15th, 1911, Procter & Gamble created Crisco shortening, and that's how your cookies are made. August 15th, 1969 was the beginning of Woodstock Music and Art Fair. It lasted for several days. And then August 16th, 1977 was the day Elvis Presley died. Some people still contest that. August 17th, 1961, construction started on the Berlin Wall. August 18th, 293 BC, the oldest known temple to Venus was founded, and the tradition of Vinalia Rustica, the Grape Harvest Festival, has begun. And on August 18, 1872, Montgomery Ward issued its first mail-order catalog, and that's where you got your bathtub and your cross-cut saw. What is that from? You should know. It's from The Music Man. Here's John Gregory with Moonlight Feels Right. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
the best music. This is Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Thank you.
You are tuned to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Roger Bennett on the clarinet and Lonely Days. Before that, Sid Dale and Reminiscing, Roger Williams with Arthur's Theme, Percy Faith, The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia, that's the Vicki Lawrence tune, and John Gregory, Moonlight Feels Right. It always does, doesn't it? I'm Eric O'Brien, and Dateline, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Tulsa police say they've arrested a man who tried to break into a car twice in the same morning. Andrew Thomas attempted to get inside a vehicle at an apartment complex recently and was unsuccessful, but allegedly came back a few hours later and managed to break in this time, which is where cops say they busted him with bags of marijuana and drug paraphernalia. Thomas is facing numerous charges, and rightfully so. Also, a Louisiana fisherman is under an arrest on accusations he caught too many sharks and had meth on him. Department of Wildlife and Fisheries says the 44-year-old was spotted by agents throwing a shark off his boat last month in Oyster Bayou because he was over the limit. An undersized shark, along with meth and drug paraphernalia, were apparently found on his boat. He could get 2 years behind bars. Well, that's interesting. Now for the world record portion of our little news thing here. An Idaho-based food company broke a Guinness record by cooking up a vat of mac and cheese, a rather sizable vat of mac and cheese. Schreiber Foods announced on social media it successfully broke the record for the largest mac and cheese when the dish was assembled and examined by Guinness at their factory in Logan. And that's Logan, Idaho. It weighed in at 4,742 pounds, breaking the record of 2,469 pounds set by Cabot Creamery Cooperative and Chef John Folsom Company in New Orleans in 2010. Organizers said the attempt was initially delayed by Guinness World Record Judge Brittany Dunn's flight and delayed a second time when the initial attempt using pre-salted milk was scrapped. Officials said Guinness rules required that each ingredient be added separately. This had to be verified and pre-approved for the recipe and the ratios, Dunn said in announcing the record attempt once she said it was successful. And they had to see that everything was done in hygienic conditions so that everyone could eat it safely. And that's what they did. They served it to people who started lining up early in the afternoon for a portion of their mac and cheese. Also, a Minnesota woman whose fingernails have a combined length of 42 feet and 10.4 inches was awarded a Guinness World Record title, actually two of them. Diana Armstrong earned the records for largest fingernails on a pair of hands, female, and the longest fingernails on a pair of hands ever, female, after Guinness verified the length of her nails. She had been growing her nails for over 25 years. Her longest nail is on her right thumb at 4 feet, 6.7 inches, and her shortest is her left pinky, measuring at 3 feet, 7 inches long. She initially started growing out her fingernails after her daughter Letitia died from an asthma attack at the age of 16, saying, "She was the only one who did my nails. She polished and filed them for me." And she told the world record people that she did her nails the night before, and they were up all night. So she just couldn't cut her nails off after that. That's dedication for you, I must say. Here's Zamfir, backed by the James Last Orchestra, with The Lonely Shepherd on SRE.
We'll be right back.
Tube City Online Radio, Shakey Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. In the interest of being transparent, this is actually the second edition of the SRE program you're listening to, because the first time I recorded it, I had some technical malfunctions, and that was actually before we knew that we lost Olivia Newton-John, whom we actually lost on Monday, the 8th of August this year, after a 30-year bout with cancer. She started with breast cancer, and I believe she had several different kinds before she finally lost her life at age 73 on the 8th of August, and we will miss her because her music was wonderful. Hopelessly Devoted to You, of course, was featured in Grease, but not until the movie version, in which she starred with John Travolta. It eventually made it its way into the stage rendition, but of course not the original one. Before that, we had Caravelli with Wigwam and Zamfir, backed by the James Last Orchestra with The Lonely Shepherd. Here's Charles Crawford, Too Late to Turn Back Now. I believe I'm falling in love on SRE. A little dedication to Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose. Thank you.
It's good to take a time out from your busy life and enjoy the music that's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Sun goes down. I went to do a chore in an Oxford. Oxford Street store. And then I saw the lady selling gowns, and she said, "Honey, sugar my teeth. Honey, won't you sugar my teeth for me? I'll be through in a minute or three. Then you can come and sugar my teeth for me." Sugar my tea, sugar my tea, honey, won't you sugar my tea?
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with a hint of silly added every now and again. Relaxing and Easy with John Fox and his rendition of Lady Willpower, originally from Wilson Pickett. Pretty tune there. Roger Whittaker before that with a tune of silliness, Sugar My Tea. You can take that in any number of ways, and I'm not going to get into them. Paul Marriott, If It's Magic. Mason Williams had a little short one there called Katie Did's Diddy. Floyd Kramer and You Are the Sunshine of My Life. And Charles Crawford, It's Too Late to Turn Back Now. It is too late. We're almost at the end of the program, but again, we need to sync up the timepieces here. Uh-huh. Right. That's enough. Here's Ronnie Aldridge at the piano, my Shelley Miller. Gives me an excuse to say it that way again. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy. We've reached the end of another edition of SRE. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins. And in some cases, we just re-record the whole show. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint and right back here on SRE. This is program number Y7-12.
Nothing makes sense. Chop Chop makes sense.
They're selling postcards of the hanging. It takes one to know one, she smiles. And the fortune-telling lady has even taken all her things inside. To her, death is quite romantic. She wears an iron vest. Then he went off sniffing drain pipes. Have mercy on his soul. And the phantom shouting to skinny girls, buy insurance men who go. And nobody has to think too much from Desolation Row.